From the PA Chamber, this is Last Week in the Legislature, your session week recap of what's happening in the state capitol that matters most to Pennsylvania's business community. I'm Michael Plummer. We're now just days away from the June 30th state budget deadline, and all sides now agree it's going to be missed. Senate Majority Leader Joe Pittman told reporters last week that there's, quote, no practical way to get a deal done in time, citing the absence of a framework and ongoing disputes over how to close the projected deficit. Governor Shapiro struck a more optimistic tone last Wednesday, saying progress is being made, but acknowledging that talks are still very much underway. One major sticking point is Shapiro's plan to use nearly $5 billion in one-time funds. Republican leaders oppose that approach and have even floated the idea of a six-month stopgap bill while awaiting a federal budget that could send billions to Pennsylvania. Shapiro rejected that idea outright during a press event in Lancaster last week. So with the June 30th deadline coming up fast, budget negotiations will stretch at least into July. In the meantime, the House moved forward with three bills last week that will impact the business community. First, transportation funding. The House passed House Bill 1364 by a vote of 107-96. This legislation would increase the share of existing sales tax revenue that's allocated to public transit, authorize bonding for road and bridge projects, and establish a Transportation Funding Advisory Commission to study long-term infrastructure funding solutions. While we were neutral on this particular bill, we recognized the critical role a reliable, multimodal transportation network plays in economic growth. A well-connected infrastructure system supports workforce mobility and business investment, and we appreciate the continued legislative focus on this issue and hope that its passage signals progress toward reaching a broader funding agreement. Next up, combined reporting. The House Finance Committee advanced House Bill 1610 on a party-line vote of 14-12 last Tuesday. This bill would implement mandatory unitary combined reporting for corporate net income tax filers in Pennsylvania, and we strongly oppose this bill. Combined reporting would significantly increase both the cost and complexity of filing taxes in Pennsylvania, especially for companies operating across state lines. It would add new administrative hurdles, increase uncertainty in revenue forecasts, and discourage multi-state companies from doing business here. The end result of this bill would be a less competitive tax environment at a time when Pennsylvania cannot afford to fall behind. The bill now moves to the full House. And finally, legislation to crack down on what lawmakers are calling greenwashing. The House Judiciary Committee advanced House Bill 783, also on a party-line vote of 14-12. This bill would create a new private right of action under the Unfair Trade Practices and Consumer Protection Act against companies accused of deceptive environmental marketing, also known as greenwashing. We oppose this bill because it opens the door to more litigation and greater legal exposure for businesses. Private rights of action often lead to frivolous lawsuits, strain our court system, and drive up costs for both employers and consumers without meaningfully improving transparency. House Bill 783 now heads to the full House. That's it for this week's legislative rundown. For more details or to access our policy memos, visit www.pachamber.org. For the PA Chamber, thanks for listening, and we'll be back with more next week.